course, you speak standard English strictly, but I'm sure as a teacher you must hear all sorts of varieties.
I do. I hear all sorts of varieties. And of course, I think too that it's important not to allow the varieties to shake you from standard English. Mm-hmm. I think that what we've got to understand too is that standard English is it's pretty much the universal language.
Do you think there is such a thing as black English?
I think that there is such a thing as colloquial English.
Mm-hmm.
Used by the black community,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it is a standard English. I think it's simply a colloquial usage.
Do you correct your black students when they speak something that's non-standard? Do you try to get them to speak standard English?
Yes, in as far as it is a corruption of standard English.
Mm-hmm.
As far as they really do need to know the difference, if it's just simply colloquial kind of speech, I may not bother to correct it. In that the child knows that what I am constantly doing though is pointing to my standard English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking with the children, so that they will hear. And understand that what we're saying over here is simply a fad or a some offshoot, but that this is standard and proper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's a term that I'm constantly using with them to let them understand that proper English is what a person should be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is being schooled and considers himself receiving an education, that this is the reason you go to school, to learn to do things in a proper manner. So then you learn to speak a proper language.
Mm-hmm.
Although you hear an improper usage of it, then this is another reason for going to school, so that you learn to cut off alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think it's all right to speak, say, one dialect at home and then another dialect in school or in the business world?
No. I think that you need to speak a proper English. I really think that you need to speak proper English at all times. And this is a great problem, is that in the home, the dialect is spoken. This is the reason we have so much difficulty trying to teach proper English. It's because so much improper usage
mm-hmm.
takes place at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a great effect. See, it's another part of that environmental effect. It's the same business of everything that you're trying to do properly in a school must really start in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So then, actually, parents should be very careful about the way English is spoken in the home.
Except most are not.
And Americans, well, this is the thing that bugs me about Americans. We don't really love the English. We don't love our language, because we don't love the country. I should go into that. I'm always on soapbox. But you should love the country. And if you love the country, then you're going to love the language. And if you love the language, then you're going to endeavor to speak it. I don't always speak the best English. And from time to time, have problems. And then, too, I think faster than I'm capable of speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody does that.
And that ties me up sometimes. And it trips me up. But I think that you do need to love the language and endeavor to speak it properly at all times. And it does need to be done in the home.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that